Allah verses 54 through 61. I know we dealt with some of them already, but inshallah we'll have a little review. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Rahman verse 54. Oh, by the way, it's page 398 we're starting with, if you want to put it up on the screen, and we'll try to get as far with that inshallah as we can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reclining upon couches lined with istibrak, and the fruit of the two gardens will be near at hand, in which of the blessings of your Lord do you deny, wherein both will be Kazarat at Tarth, who never were deflowered, a human by a human or by a jinn, then which of the servants of your Lord do you both deny? They are like Yakut and Marjan. Then which of the blessings of your Lord do you deny? Is there any reward for goodness other than goodness? Then which of the blessings of your Lord do you deny? Reclining in reverence to the residents of paradise, who recline or sit cross-legged upon couches lined with istibrak, which is thick silk brocade, according to Ikramah and others. Abu Imran Al-Juwani said, it is thick silk embroidered with gold. In this way, the honor of the outside is alluded to by mentioning the honor of the inside. Abu Shaq narrated that Hubayra bin Yameen said that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, this is their interior, so what about it if you see their exterior? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the fruit of the two gardens will be near at hand, cloth to the believers who will be able to take any of it they wish, whether they are reclining or otherwise. The fruit and branches thereof will be low and near at hand. That is Surah 69, verse 23. And the shade thereof is close upon them, and the branches of the fruit thereof will hang low within their reach. That is Surah 76, verse 14. Meaning, the fruit descend from their branches to those who wish to have them, because they are close at hand. Then which of the blessings of your Lord do you deny? Therein will be, meaning those on those catches and birds, Kazarat at-Tarth, chaste females, wives, restraining their glances, desiring none except their husbands, seeing them as the most beautiful men in paradise. This was said by Ibn Abbas, Qatada, and Ibn Zayd. It was also reported that one of these wives will say to her husband, by Allah, I neither see anything in paradise more handsome than you, nor more beloved to me than you. So praise be to Allah, who made you for me and me for you. MashaAllah. That is one of the most wonderful things I've ever read. You know, being that, you know, when I was growing up and being in a chair, you know, I always had this thought, you know, that people were looking at me in a certain way. And so, when I start to read Quran, and since you know, I was just thinking about your class, because this is the kind of stuff that makes me cry. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves any bad feeling about anything in the breast of his creatures in so many ways. This is something that people would not look at this and think, you know, the hardships that I've had to deal with in my life, you know, because of the way people look at me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me that in paradise, that I'm going to have someone who tells me, you are the most beautiful thing that I have ever seen in all of creation. You know, when I think of this, you know, it makes me cry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, who never be flattered a human before no jinn. Meaning, they are delightful virgins of comparable age who never had sexual intercourse with anyone, whether from mankind or from jinn, before their husbands. This is also a proof that the believers among the jinn will enter paradise. You know, when I was a young Muslim, we would hear things like, you know, that the jinn would not be able to go to paradise, but that for the believing jinn, they would be on some kind of outskirts of paradise. But this is the proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will also, if they believe and work righteous deeds, that they will be in paradise. Alhamdulillah. Arkat bin Mundir said, Damra bin Habib was asked if the jinn will enter paradise, and he said yes, and they will get married. The jinn will have jinn women, and the humans will have human females. And a last statement, who never will be flattered by jinn and men, then which of the blessings of the Lord will you deny? Then Allah describes these women for the purpose. They are like Yaqut and Marjan, Mujahid, Al-Hasan, Ibn Zayd, and others said they are as pure rubies and white as Marjan. So here they are described as Marjan as pearls. Imam Muslim recorded that Muhammad bin Sareen said, some people either boasted or just wondered who are more in paradise, men or women. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, has not Abu Qasim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, really the first group who will enter paradise will look like the moon when it is full, and the next batch will be as radiant as the radiant star in the sky. Each one of them will marry two wives. The marrow of the bones of their shins will be seen through their flesh. Man will be unmarried in paradise. Now, one time I was in class, and my teacher, Simon Morgan, which I'm sure most of you know, mentioned the point that how interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, that the marrow of their bones will be seen through their flesh. And he said, you know, this is something that we look at in this life and we think, you know, that's interesting, you know, that we would not be attracted to something like that in this life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hereafter, that will be one of the most beautiful aspects of these individuals. This hadith was recorded in the two Sahihs. Imam Ahmad recorded that Anas said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a morning or an evening journey in the cause of Allah is better than the world and whatever is on its surface, and a place in paradise as small as that occupied by a whip of one of you is better than the world and whatever is on its surface. If one of the women of the paradise looked, directly at the earth, she will feel what is between paradise and the earth with good scent, and all of it will become delightful. Verily, the veil over her head is better than this life and all that is on its surface. Imam Bukhari also collected a similar narration. Allah the Exalted said, is there any reward for good other than good? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares that in hereafter all that is good and righteous is the only befitting reward for those who do good deeds in this life. For those who have done good is the best reward and even more. That is Surah 10, verse 26. All of these are tremendous blessings that cannot be earned merely by the deeds, but by Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor and bounty. After all of these, he says, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? And below these two gardens, there are two other gardens. Then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? Muhammad Khan, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you both deny? In them both will be two springs flowing free, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? In them both will be fruit and date palms and pomegranates, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? Therein will be Hazrat Hussein, chaste wives, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? Huris, guarded in pavilions, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? Whom were never deflowered before by men or jinn, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? Blessed is the name of thy Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor. Okay, we're almost done with Surah Al-Rahman, which actually kind of makes me sad because this is one of the surahs that is most beloved to me in the Quran. You know, again, because this surah is one where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks most about his mercy and his desire for his creation to be in paradise and to have nothing but goodness surround them. These two gardens are lower in virtue and in status than the two before them. As supported by the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and below these two gardens there are two other gardens. We previously mentioned the hadith stating that there are two gardens made of gold, their vessels and all they contain, and there are two gardens made of silver, their vessels and all they contain. The first two are near the believers, and the latter two are those on the right. Abu Musa commented, there are two gardens made of gold for the Muqarribin, and two gardens made of silver for Ashab al-Yamin. There are several proofs that the former two gardens in paradise are better in grade than the latter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the former two gardens before the latter two, thus indicating their significance. Then he said, and below these two gardens there are two other gardens. And this is an obvious form of honoring the first two over the latter two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the former gardens with Athman, which are extending branches, as we explained, or various types of delights. But he said about the latter two gardens, Muhammad Khan, being dark because of their intense irrigation. Ibn Abbas said, Muhammadan means they have become dark, green because of extensive water irrigation. Muhammad bin Qab said, Muhammadan full of greenery. There is no doubt that the former two gardens are better. Their branches are fresh, useful, and intermingling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the former two gardens, in them will be two springs flowing free. While he said about the latter two gardens, Naddakhan. Ali ibn Abi Talha reported from Ibn Abbas, it means gushing, and the free flowing is stronger than the gushing. Gushing forth means they're full of water and constantly gushing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the former two gardens, in them both will be every kind of fruit and pears. But he said about the latter two gardens, in them both will be fruit and date palms and pomegranates. There is no doubt that the first description is better and refers to more various and more types of fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the latter two gardens, Allah then said, there will be Tazrat Hissan, meaning there are various types of good and delightful things in these two gardens in paradise. According to Qatada, it was also said that Tairat, plural of Khair, is and it is righteous, well-mannered, beautiful women. According to the majority of scholars, and it is also reported from Salama as a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is another hadith saying that Al-Hur Al-Ain will sing. We are Al-Hur Al-Ain. We are Qairat Hissan. We were created from human husbands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Hur, beautiful fair females, rather than perverted. But he said about the first two gardens, wherein it be Tazrat At-Tarf. There is no doubt that the chaste wives that restrain their glances themselves are better than those that are in pavilions, even though both are secluded. About our last saying, in pavilions. Al-Bukhari reported that Abdullah bin Qais said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily in paradise, the believer will have a tent from a hollowed pearl, and the width thereof is 60 miles. In the corner of it, there are wives for the believer that do not see each other, that do not see the other wives. And the believer will visit them all. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these tents are 30 miles wide. Muslim reported this hadith in his narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily, in the paradise, the believer will have a tent made of a hollow pearl, the length thereof is 60 miles. In it, the believer will have wives who do not see each other, and the believer will visit them all. Allah the Exalted said, who never were deflowered by human or jinn. We explained this meaning before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added in the description of the first group of believers' wives. They are like rubies and pearls, then which of the blessings of the Lord do you deny? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, reclining on green rough, and rich, beautiful abakhi. Ali ibn Abi Talha reported from Ibn Abbas, rough means cushions. Mujahid and Al-Hasan and Qatada and others also said that this word means cushions. Al-Ala bin Badr said that rough here refers to hanging over the couches, and a last statement in which beautiful brocade. Ibn Abbas and Qatada and others said that this means rich, beautiful carpets. Blessed be the name of thy Lord from the majesty, bounty, and honor. Allah states that he is worthy of being honored and always obeyed, revered and best worshipped, appreciated and never unappreciated. And remember and never forget, Abdullah ibn Abbas said that Dhul Jalali wal Ikram means the owner of greatness and pride. In a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, verily among the acts of venerating Allah are honoring the elder Muslims, the one in authority, and a carrier and memorizer of the Quran, who avoids extremism and laziness with it. Imam Ahmed reported that Rabia bin Amr said that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, persist in invoking Allah with the Jalali wa Ikram, the owner of greatness and honor. And the Sahih also collected this hadith. Muslim and the four Sunan compilers record that Aisha radiallahu anha said when the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would say, Salam. Completing the prayer, he would only sit as long as it took him to say, O Allah, you are As-Salam, and Salam comes from you. Blessed be you, Dhu Jalali wa Zafar. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Rahman. So, I know my class is short today, but if there's any questions, I would love, you know, any comments or any questions that anyone has, and hopefully, inshallah, if Allah gives us both life, as all life, we will start with Surah Waqi'ah for the next class, that's Surah 56. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, by the way, Sister Layla, if you're still here, my wife had a very good comment about you. She said she enjoys listening to your class because you're very real and you keep it down to earth so that people can understand. So, alhamdulillah, that pleased me because I like my wife to, you know, enjoy her classes. So I just wanted to let you know that. Assalamu alaikum.